time we meet is April
28th. So next time we'll meet after today is April 28th, which is 2 Mondays after Pesach. We'll send a WhatsApp and an email reminder. Okay. While we were away, it became Vayikra. So welcome to Vayikra. And welcome to Liz, all the way from the Holy Land. Great to have you here. Okay, so parts of Vayikra, you know, Sefer Vayikra is all korbanos. It's okay. I'm not going to do my thing where we say it's so hard to talk about korbanos. It's not so hard. It's fine. We can talk about it. It'll be good.
Even Pekudei.
I had something nice to say about Pekudei even, but okay, whatever. Anyways, so...
to make a note for next year that we didn't have that year, you could reuse.
I have everything saved. Yeah, I know. I know exactly what we said on every year, so I try not to repeat whatever. Okay. All right. So one of the korbanos that is talked about a lot in Parshas Vayikra is the korban chatas. When does someone bring a korban chatas? So yes. That is true. We want them to have a baby. You're right. One of the korbanos that Yoledas, that a woman has a baby, brings, one of them is a chatas, which is a big question because we're talking about what a chatas really is. Because it's an exception. Because the mom didn't do anything. So why should bring a korban, right? So, but yes, you're totally right. When generally do you bring a korban chatas? I wouldn't expect you to know this.
Commit a sin,
but what type of sin?
An avera,
yes. It's good. B'shogeg. You do an avera that if you would have done it b'mezid, if you would have done it on purpose, you get kares. If you do it b'shogeg, then you bring a korban chatas. Okay, so it's brought for serious averos, right? That a person does b'shogeg, right? You didn't realize that was aser. You didn't realize what you were doing. Whatever it is, but right. But you
turn on the light by mistake.
Whatever, yeah. But shogeg, you were negligent, right? It's not like it wasn't doing your fault at all. You were negligent, but negligent in something that is otherwise in Isser Kares. Okay?
Aloha says. Pesha and Avera.
Pesha and like Avon, I don't know. Depends who you ask. But yes, depends who you ask. Chait, Pesha, Avon, there's different levels of sin. But this is a chatas. Fine. But I don't really want to focus today on why you bring a chatas per se. I want to talk about how the Torah talks about different people who have to bring in korban chatas. And we're going to talk about one type of individual in particular. So take a look at source number one, is Vayikra Perek Dalet, okay, where we start talking about this question. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemor. Hashem said to Moshe the following. Daber al Bnei Yisrael lemor. Tell the Jewish people, Nefesh ki sechata bishkaga. When a nefesh, what's a nefesh?
A soul.
A soul, meaning it's referencing a person, right? Any person who does an avera bishkaga, they do so
by mistake,
with negligence, we'll say, right? Mikol mitzvos Hashem reshalosas, and any of mitzvah that they were not supposed to do, ve'asa achas mehen, and they did one of them. Okay, so that's one type of person, right? A person who's any person, korban chatas. Im hakohen hamashiach yechada. Sometimes the Kohen himself will do such, will sin. La'ashma sa'am v'hikriva chataso asher chata parben makar tamim v'lashalala. Fine. So if a Kohen, a Mashiach, meaning not the Mashiach. Kohen Mashiach means the Kohen who was anointed. Right, he was anointed, the anointed one. The Kohen, Kohen Gadol. Right, so if he does though, he has something that he does. Later on, the Torah says, v'im kol adas Yisrael yishku. Let's say all of Am Yisrael makes a mistake. They all make a mistake, and then there's a type of chadas they bring. If all of Am Yisrael makes a mistake. Okay. Fine. And I want you to skip Chav Beis for a second, and then go to Chav Zayin. If another time I'm talking again about what happens if an individual does so. Fine. What's the difference between the first one and the last one? Fine. But now look at Chav Beis. Says the Torah, Asher nasi yechata, v'asa achas mikol mitzvot Hashem alakav, asher lo sa'asena bishkaga v'ashem. If they, the nasi is the, who's the nasi?
Leader.
It's a good question, right? What could it mean?
Prince.
The head of each shave. He shave it, called nasiim, right? So it sounds like, if a nasi does make, does an avera, Okay, some nasi, whether that's the, we're going to see different approaches. Is that the nasi of each shevet? Is it someone else, some other type of leadership person? But someone in leadership who makes a mistake, and they have to also bring a certain type of korban.
Become a nasi?
It's a good question. They used to, in the midbar, they elected people to become nasiim, and they were the ones who, you know, brought the korbanos when they set up the mishkan. They're the people, some of the meraglim were nasiim, etc. But
is it they were elected. Is a lifetime appointment?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Limits,
we don't really find nasiim so much. I'm not a super expert in Novi, but I don't think we find nasiim so much once they get into Eretz Yisrael. In fact, that's one of the conversations that takes place about the meraglim. And that the reason they didn't want to they didn't want to give up the Desius, right? They didn't want to give up being a Nasi. But I'll ask you a different question. Is there something different about the way the Torah refers to the Nasi making this mistake? Different than the other ones?
The other ones say
Assume.
And the Chafiz is like assuming that the Nasi is going to sin versus the other ones are.
Interesting,
like
right? Mm-hmm. Nefesh ki if techata. It ki you can mean if. Right, ki can mean when
if
or if.
Or
right, im means if. Right. Asher means
that.
When. Yeah, when that when. Yeah, it typically means
likely.
When.
It's likely
when it happens. It's a very strange thing to say. Yeah, and we're not the only ones who pick it up. Many, many of the Rishonim pick up on this language being different than the language that's used by any other person who sins. Asher nasi yachata. Okay, so let's take a look. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi, source number 2, writes, Asher nasi yachata lashon ashrei. What does ashrei mean?
I thought to praise.
Yes. Ashrei yoshrei veisecha od yalu chasila. Like milashon osher, right? Happiness.
Rich.
Right? Rich, yeah. Someone who's happy is ashrei, right? Ashrei hador, great is the generation, shanasi shalo, no saint lev lavi kapara ashigagoso, that their leader decides to pay attention and to bring something to atone for his mistake.
His own personal.
Kavachomer shimischarid al zidonosav, meaning it's one thing to admit a mistake that you did negligently, and if you're willing to do that, bless you. Then certainly you'll be willing to admit things that you did
unintentionally.
Intentionally, right? I mean, if you're even willing to, like, I mean, you could argue this kavachomer, maybe not true. Yeah. Okay, fine, but you know, but a fascinating insight, right? A leader who's willing to say, you know what, that was on me. I made a mistake. Can you imagine any leader that you know of in the world who would be willing to say? I'm just saying, political leaders, right, who are willing to say, like, I made a mistake. Apparently, that's, like, not in the playbook anymore. You're not allowed. Right? You're not allowed to say, made a mistake on that one. You have to, like, politisplain your way out of these things. You're never allowed to say, I made a mistake. I was wrong. My mistake. Right? Fine. But okay, fine. But actually, to that point, Rashi is saying, so why say, asher nasi yachata? It means to say, of course it means if. But the point is that it's a remez, a symbol to this idea that if a Nasi is willing to say, actually, I made a mistake and bring a korban, well, it'd be very embarrassing. Right? How embarrassing is that? Right? If the Nasi is willing to come to the Beis HaMikdash, and why are you coming? I actually have to bring a korban chatas. You do? What did you do? Right? It's a very embarrassing thing to do. You can't even bring, he can't bring himself in private. He's not going to a private room and clapping Hashem to Baganu. He's going to the Beis HaMikdash with a par. Right, with a cow.
But does he have to explain to the Kohen Gadol
what thing he did?
I mean,
he needs to explain. He needs to explain what type of korban he's bringing.
Okay.
So if he's bringing korban chatas, what does that mean he did?
Some chait.
What kind of chait?
Something chayav karet.
A bad one.
Right. But that's okay. The level of detail he needs to divulge, right?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, it's not like, you know, there's not so many options here.
Yeah.
And they're not, you know, great.
Right.
I mean, he could be, took a blue jelly bean out of the black jelly beans on Shabbos, and, you know, the bower. That's possible, I guess, but it's true. But I'm just, he doesn't like the blue. Sorry. The black ones from the blue ones. Whatever you like, right? Whatever you don't like. But I'm just saying, right? It doesn't have to be such a terrible, terrible avera, but showing up with a par ben bakar, right, is a serious, you know, a pretty serious thing to do. And by the way, when did most people bring their korban chatas? If they had to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, when did they usually do it? Shalosh Legalim. Most people, when once they were showing up already, they would bring their korbanos. They're chayav to bring the whole year, right? So like, there's usually a lot of people around. Right? It was busy season in the Beis Hamikdash, you know, and there's a lot of people around, and the nasi shows up, and we have to see who the nasi is. Who is this nasi? Right?
Wait, you're allowed to do that? Not bring a korban?
I believe so. I think I'm right that they would like. You'd have to be like that moment, but there's even like discussion in the postgame about like, you know, once the Beis Hamikdash is built, are people going to have to like come? People lining up to bring their korbanos that they're like, you know, fine, okay, but that's one shot.
Okay, yeah,
madhouse. Yeah, exactly. A lot of guilty people, but they'll feel okay. They'll be Mashiach, so they'll be Mashiach, so they'll be all right. You know, yeah, exactly. Just wait online for 73 days. You know, bring your korban. Are you here for express? Are you here for, you know? Okay, take a look at the Rashbam, reference number 3. Our favorite, the Rashbam, is going to give us the most basic, right? Simple pshat. Says Rashbam, Asher nasiyach ata kamo v'asher nitan keser machus berosho. I'm going to ask you guys to help me with this one. Okay? I don't totally understand what he's saying here, but let's see if you can help me. Kamo v'keser machus asher nasan berosho. Okay, meaning when do we talk about Asher Nitan Keser Machus Berosho? Where's this pasuk from? They're quoting. Get the guess. When do we talk about people having crowns put on their head? Did it kind of recently?
Well, the Kohen Gadol, I thought we said he wore
a tzitz. He doesn't wear a keser, right. But Keser Machus goes to
a king.
This pasuk, I believe, is a pasuk in Megillas Esther, right? The person who would have the Keser Machus Berosho, right? So like, you know, that there's an idea of this, of a king has the Keser put on their head. Asher Nitan, right? So Asher Nisa, maybe this means, maybe what it means, Asher Nasi Echata, meaning the language of Asher is always referencing a king, right? The person who is Asher, Keser Machus Nitan Berosho, that person, that's who the Nasi is, Asher Nasi Echata. So the language is not Asher there per se to talk about the language of when versus if, but it's Asher Nasi. And who's the Nasi? It's the person who's Asher, Keser Nasi, meaning in which case the Nasi is referring to who?
The king.
And there are others who explain that this Nasi, there is no Nasi.
Right.
Once you get to here, zero.
We have
right?
Nasi
so Nasi, Asher Nasi Yechata, right. When, the meaning right. Who? Asher Nasan, Asher Nitan Keser Machus Berosho, this person. When the king makes a mistake. Okay, if that's true, the Rashbam continues, Mitzvah Hashem Elokav, meaning they did an Avera, they violated one of the mitzvahs of Hashem. Kolomar, Im Yirei Shemayim Hu, Velo Bemezid, Ela Beshogeg, meaning there's a person who cares about halacha, right? The king cares about halacha, and he goes ahead, he made a mistake, he's a Yirei Shemayim, a person who has fear of heaven, when they make a mistake, they fess up. That was wrong, I shouldn't have done that.
David HaMelech.
David HaMelech spent his whole life teaching us how to do tshuva, right? Exactly. That's the difference between David HaMelech and Shaul HaMelech.
So why didn't it just say Melech? Why does it say
Melech? I don't know. Okay. Good question. I don't know. Maybe for the other reasons that we're going to give, right? But the Rashbam wants to argue it's Asher Nasi Yechad that's referencing the king, presumably in some way. Fine. Okay. Take a look at the Sforno. The Sforno is going to kick off a little different conversation, which I really like. I really like this a lot. I think it's very important. Maybe you'll see why I like it so much. The Sforno writes in source number 4, Asher Nasi Yechata, Ki Amnam Ze Davar Matsui Shiyechta. It is something that's going to happen. It's Matsui. It's found. Meaning Asher Nasi Yechata means how, Shana, how you read initially. When? There's an expectation. Asher Nasi Yechata means when it eventually happens. Because it's going to happen. Okay, when the Nasi messes up. Ki amnam zeta var matsui shiyechta ki amro, vayishman yishurun vayivat. What happens? Yishurun will become fat and kick. Meaning, when we have a lot, when we have, right, what's it called? Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Right? That when you have power, when you're put in a position like that, what's going to for sure happen is you're for sure going to mess up. You're for sure going to mess up because you're going to be, again, the way the Sforno, and when you see the Sforno, maybe the Bein Mechawa says something a little bit different, but the way the Sforno says it is, it's the experience of being the Nasi will always get to the head of that person, and they're going to do something that they're not supposed to do, right? Va'amar bo va'ashem shemiatzmo yakir avono. Meaning va'ashem, he'll recognize his guilt on his own. He's going to notice it. Okay?
So, unintentional sins. That's different than like a corrupt politician who's doing things.
Okay, good. But by the way, an aver b'shogeg is not because something that had nothing to do with me. I couldn't have avoided it. That's onus, right? If something happens, like someone pushes me and I hit a light switch and it turns on, and that's not a very bishogig. Mm-hmm. I didn't violate Shabbos shogig. I did so onus. Mm-hmm. I'm not responsible for that at all. Onus, right? Shogig is I knew what I should have set up here, and I knew what might happen, and I was careless, and I wasn't.
I didn't check the fridge light goes on and off. And okay.
Okay. I'll give you a. I like this when we talk about. We should never know such cases, but when we talk about like ritzicha b'shogeg, right? Murder that happens b'shogeg in the Gemara, right? So the person has to run to the Ur Miklat. So that's a negligent homicide. Well, what's negligent homicide? I'm not a lawyer, but like texting and driving, person's texting and driving, and they hit somebody chalila and they die, right? So that person goes to jail. Right, it's not like I had no idea. You knew what you were doing. You did something. You weren't trying to kill the person, Khalilah, mm-hmm. but you did something that was very responsible.
It's a consequence,
right?
of your
negligence, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. That b'shogeg is not like, I knew what I was doing. It's I know that I'm doing something I probably shouldn't do, or I know that I wasn't careful. I know I wasn't being careful, and this is an outgrowth of that. Lack of being careful.
Drinking and driving.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
There's no traffic, and you can get home before Shabbos.
Yes. Yeah. No. Correct. Yeah. I'm gonna go, even though I know that I'm probably not gonna get there. Right. Exactly. That's a great example. Good. Okay, that's better than murdering someone with your car. Thanks.
Like
a little extreme, Rabbi. Thanks.
I feel like the Sfarno like ties in well with the Rashi and like what you were saying before about it being like embarrassing. Like maybe the reason why the pasuk is worded this way is almost to, like, according to what the Sfarno is saying, like, to destigmatize it, to say, like, people in power are going to mess up, and you shouldn't feel embarrassed necessarily. Like, if the embarrassment shouldn't prohibit you from then giving the carbon that you need to give.
Okay.
Like, it's going to happen to everybody at some point.
Mm-hmm. Even people, meaning, were you saying even people in power?
Yeah.
Meaning even someone who's famous or whatever, and it's even more embarrassing for them. Go ahead. It's okay. You made a mistake. They're also humans.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not because that's different. You're saying maybe like, it's not because they're a powerful person.
But I think there's like an extra like level of embarrassment if someone is like a wall. Like if you're just an anonymous person, you're going to go to your home and no one's going to recognize
right.
you.
Who cares?
Okay, you're doing what you need to do, but it's not as embarrassing versus
right.
you're going to be like, hey, I know that guy.
Right. If he's much more famous, now he's going to be on Instagram bringing his korban, so that's going to be much more embarrassing. Right. But what I'm saying is that you're saying it's not because of his position or her position that they are finding themselves committing the avera.
It could be either or. It could be like if they just do things like in a situation that regular people would find themselves
right.
in, or if they are doing something b'shogeg in specific situations that would come
mm-hmm.
from being in power.
Right.
But Sforno seems to say, he says matsui. It's like a given that a person in power at some point is.
I think the Sforno is speaking more about zedavar matsui shiachta. At that point, you could have just said maybe he's just saying everybody sins.
Right.
Right. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher. You know that the pasuk says there's no such thing as a person that doesn't do an avera. Right. But kamro vayishman yishum vayivat. That is definitely referencing like people who, right. are filled now with, you know, either they got it, they do well. That person doesn't necessarily reference a person in power,
right.
but someone who has a lot.
Right.
And when we have a lot, so then we lose sight of things, right?
Yeah.
Good. Look at the Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya says this even more intensely. Asher nasi, I should say yechata, lashon asher kalashon im. Okay, so he says the Lashon Asher is not when, but it's if. Vishiro im nasi yechata, right? Meaning, it really means if the nasi sins, ukamohu es habracha asher tishmeu, right? When we say bracha v'aklala, and Moshe says es habracha asher tishmeu, if you, when you listen, it means if you listen, Right? So there's actually a lot of drushes about that language, that the bracha itself is the listening, fine. But the Rav Moshe Feinstein says that. But the simple pshat that asher can also mean im, can mean if. Okay. Shesharu, shiro, im tishmiru, that's what it means. Okay, that's one possibility. So one possibility just means im, and that's probably the simple pshat. It means if. But it doesn't help us, because then why use the language of asher?
Okay.
So Ashbam would say to tell him it's a king, fine. But like it's hard. O.F. Shalomar, it's possible to say, shulashon vadai, it's a language of certainty. That's why I didn't say im nasi nechata. Kumosh amar im hakohen hamashiach nechata. Right? Va'amar gam kein v'im kol adas yisrael yishku. Right? The Rabbeinu Chai points out all the things that we said. They're all different. Every other case says im. And here it says asher. Ki hakohen hagadol nizhar minachet. Lefi she'ene kol yisrael taluyos alav. Right? So the kohen gadol, he's actually, it's not so obvious he's going to sin because everyone's watching him. Right, bainly in tzarchei gufam, mizonosam, bainly in kaparas nefshosam. Everyone's like watching him and needs him, etc. Vechena Sanhedrin, gamken yizharim hei minachem. There's a certain value, I guess, to being the Kohen Gadol, being the Sanhedrin. You're like a religious leader, I guess. What the argument is, he's saying you're held to such a standard that maybe you are more careful because you know people are watching you. Let's say, okay. Lefisher ruach hakodesh. Oh, no, sorry, I'll give a different reason. Lefisher ruach hakodesh nosef esaleihem. Like a different reason because Hashem helps you out. Okay, halavai. Great. That's why by them it says maybe, right? Not sure. When it comes to the nasi, hiskir achit b'lashon vaday. It's for sure going to happen. Why? Because a nasi really his heart is expanded, meaning he feels proud of himself. Let's say, right. Umidas hagaiva shehisibas achet mitzuya imo lagoda memshalto. Right, what ends up happening to a person in power? Oftentimes, they have a certain level of arrogance. Right, when the whole world is telling you what an amazing, you're the best, and you're awesome, and can I help you? What can I do? And how can I be part of your group? And right, you see certain people, right, who are like real famous people. Right, the whole world is falling over their face at them. It's hard to remember to be a normal person. Right, it's hard. It's hard to have that. Which is probably why people in those positions, like it's hard for them to have like normal relationships, right? Because like when the whole world thinks you're amazing and your spouse is like take out the garbage, you're like, don't you know who I am? You know, like it's I don't know what that's like, but I imagine it's challenging, right? To be when the whole world thinks you're like amazing and like they're all falling over just to see you for 2 seconds, and they're like so I don't know, so it's hard to be a normal person, I guess. So and a person becomes arrogant, right? And arrogance. Is the blossoming of all of Avera. All chait comes because I know better. I know better. Hashem said not to. To know who I am. We don't say it like that out loud, right? But like, I don't know, maybe it's not true. I don't know. No, it's not so bad.
But he should be held to a higher standard.
That's true also. But with his point is that this person has this experience of everyone a feeling that they're better than other people, right? So because they have that experience, so now you start to question those who want you to submit. So if Hashem wants you to submit to him, what do you mean everyone submits to me? You wouldn't say it like, they don't say it like that, right, overtly. But the subconscious hits what happens. I'm not a person who's used to submitting. I'm a person, that is what Judaism is in the end of the day, right? It should be beautiful and meaningful and great. Bottom line, it is submission. And it's a willingness to do things that I may not want to do because Hashem says so. That's hard. And if you're a person who has gaiva, it's very hard to submit. Right? Don't get me wrong. Judaism is not only submission, but it is part of what we do. Right? It's very significant. Okay. V'lazeh hisira Torah es hamelech v'tochichen v'mira azos. That's what the king himself is rebuked and warned. Hushakasov lebilti rum levavo me'achav. That the king should be careful. He shouldn't become be Ram Lev, an arrogant person. We play as a Kasuv, Vanesim Heviwas Abne Hashoam. Interesting. And that's where the Nesim, they brought the stones for the breastplate and for the sides of the Kohen's shoulders. Why? My Inin Shis Nadvu Avanim Yosem Yishadim. Why they bring stones? And Lafisha Avanim Hayu Alev Aharon Zikaron Lehem Lefne Hashem. Because Aaron would wear them on his chest. Vanesim Libam Gaspahem. And the Nesim, at times, right? Also, their hearts become a little elevated. So they bring the stones that Aaron's going to keep on his chest, right? Lefikach heviu avanim she'eskaper lehem. Should be a kapara for their gav huslev, right? The fact that they, it's interesting, right? That they, their heart sometimes gets a little elevated too much, so they bring the stones that sit on Aaron's chest that as a kapara.
Interesting.
Okay. Fine. But the point is, what the Rabbeinu Bechai is saying is that it's a vadia, like the Sforno said, right? It's very similar, right? Like the Sforno said, that it's for sure going to happen, right? Why? Because this is what happens to people, right? When they get in positions of power, they feel so proud of themselves that they find themselves making these types of mistakes. V'darshu Chazal, ki kisha'am chot'im ha'melach nitpas al chata'am. But then he said like this, when the nation sins, the king gets caught up in their chait. Tichziv chatas ha'kahahu. V'smikle asher nasi yechata. Mikan amru, kol mi sheyeshbo biyado limchos ve'eno moche, hu nitpas al hakol. If you're the leader, and other people, the people you lead, make mistakes, and you say nothing. So what happens? You're held responsible. So asher nasi yechata, maybe, is not necessarily only that the leader, the king, the nasi, whatever this is going to make mistakes himself. But it means that it's for sure going to happen because you take this responsibility of the people, and if you don't stand up and do something and say something, so then you're going to be held responsible. Okay? Interesting. Take a look at... So either it's for sure going to happen because you're a Balgaiva, or you have a real likelihood of becoming a Balgaiva. It's not a lot of like, maybe you'll become a Balgaiva. Interesting, right? Like, you will for sure. Okay? It's interesting. But also this piece of like, it's a certain responsibility that the Nasi takes, or a king takes on himself.
But he seems specifically to be referring to define a Nasi as a Nasi, if not as a king.
At the end, he talks about the king, right? So, I mean, it sounds like it's people in leadership. Maybe it doesn't have to be only the Nasi, it could also be the king. Yeah. It's people who are...
But like political leadership.
Sounds like political leadership, right? And he's making the distinction, political leadership. Yeah, correct. Ozan Mitorah, source number 6 of Saratskin. Look on the right side. He says two ideas here. First idea, Asher Nasi Yechata, Lashon Ashrei, right? Ashrei Hadorasha Nasi Shalom, no Saint Lev Lavi Bepara, Al Shigaslo Kavachomer Shemischar Azanosav. That's Rashi, right? Quotes Rashi. It's a wonderful thing to have a leader who's willing to say I made a mistake. Hanasi She'ein Al Gabav Ela Hashem Elokav, and a Nasi who only has on top of him Hashem. Ve'enu Ragil Levatel Ritzono, Mipnei Ritzonachem, not used to submitting to other people. Yesh shehu matchil hitgaot ulhista peik im bechlal yesh mishu al gabav. He sometimes starts to wonder: is there really somebody above me? V'im hutzarich levatav tzinot. Do I actually have to submit my will? Shenasa lechok b'malchuso b'pnei ratzon hamamlich melachim v'lo hamlucha. Who is the one who makes kings, and the kingship really belongs to him? That is Hashem. Right? So are you ready to do that? That's why he's very likely to make mistakes and not realize even that he made a mistake. By the way, certainly a king, a real king, right, could like put people to death. It's like a tremendous amount of power to a real king. Right? So a real king has is like a god, right? It's very powerful, much more than any political leader that even we have today, right? It's extraordinary power. And but how special a nasi, a leader who actually makes a mistake, who margishba, umevi korbanale, he actually feels bad about it and brings a korban. Ashrav va'ashrei doro. Amazing is him and his generation. Seir zachar chatas, and that's why he brings a seir. Shekorban chatas dome la'olas nedava, hava zachar. Fine. The point is that's why he brings this specifically a male korban. It's like a nedava. It's like almost like something he's like willing to bring because he has this willingness to recognize what he's done. Good. Now look at the other idea on the left side. Asher nasi yechata ashrei hador shanasi shalom evi korban shigas. So fine. Yesh lahalit b'divrei chazal eila rayom me'elef. Me'elef. I want to add a different idea. He says. Hanasi o hamanhig, a king, a leader, imhu bal meretz umauf, mechapes tamid drachim eich lehitives matzav yamo o adasof. He's a good leader. What does he do? He's constantly trying to figure out ways to help. Right? A good leader is like, how do I make things better for these people? How do I make things better for those people? How do I help this one? How do I help that one? Right? It's an amazing opportunity to be a leader because you can really help. Right? Umerov maasim yesh shehu to'ev oseh davar, asher mutav haya shalo lasoto. But something's going to happen is, even though he was trying to do the right thing, he will likely mess up. Oh, I thought that would be a good idea. Turns out it was bad. Hu chata bekum vasei. Went ahead and actually actively did an avera. Asama shalo haya tzarich lasoto. Did the wrong thing. O im nitbate b'lashon chazal avar alo sase. Or even Valei lo sase, did something he shouldn't have done. Chet kazeh mitkaper aydei korban chatas. Chet like that, you get a korban chatas. So he said if it would have been kares, if he did it on purpose. Sharei shogeku, because it's a mistake, meaning his intention was for good. And he makes a mistake, trying to help. Brings a korban chatas, fine.
Like Aaron HaKohen always felt guilty.
Yes, about the Egel HaZav.
Yes.
Right, but he was trying to do the right thing. It was a shogeku. Okay. Lumatze.
It was just his intention was just to deter them.
Correct.
And stall for time.
Exactly. So on the one hand, you have people who a leader who does trying to do the right thing, but makes mistakes, which is inevitable, right? Lumatze. On the other hand, yesh nasi omanik shutamin mistapek. You have leaders who are always waffling; they're not sure. Im kadai lasos davarze o acher letovas amo vadaso uven yetsi mize davar. He's always nervous. Well, what if the wrong thing happens? She'eino lo tov asam, and it ends up not good. Umerov has zihirut, eino ose klum. Umazniach es inyanei haklal. Because he does nothing, actually hurts more people. Or hurts people, I should say. Ve'achakach, kishihu ro'eh, shishagag bazeh, shelo asa. Shelo hikdim es p'nei hara. When he literally realizes, oh, I should have done something. But that person who didn't do the right thing, you're supposed to do something, you didn't do it, what korban? You're bringing a chatas for that. You're bringing a korban ola for that. Something you should have done that you tapped out and you didn't do it. You should have, but you didn't. That's a korban ola. V'yesh eifal imso remez bidrashas chazal hanal she'ashrei hador. What does it mean, ashrei hador? Doesn't mean we had a generation that the person recognizes their sin. You know what I want? I want the type of leader who, when he makes mistakes, makes a chatas mistake. It's beautiful, right? Because he so wants to help. It happens, he makes a mistake. He acted so much that he stepped in the wrong place. Better that than a nasi who does nothing. Because he's always just worried. That's much better to be a nasi who's mechayev chataos than a nasi who's chayev olos. Rather, a person who's trying and going after it and ends up making mistakes is much better than a person who steps out and says, you know what, I better not do anything wrong. I can't get anything done. It's a beautiful idea, right? It's so nice. So I want to show you as a connection to this another idea, which is related to the same point. Because he really brings out this question. Because the question really that Rav Soreskin is asking, but he doesn't say, is, so what are we saying to people? Don't become a leader. Asher nasi yechatav. No thanks. I'll do the other thing. I don't know. I'll be on a committee. Like, leave me alone. Like, I don't know. I want to lead. Because if I become a leader, you're telling me I'm for sure going to make a mistake. So what kind of thing is that to say? Right. So Rav Soreskin already is saying, no, Asher, you're putting it together. Asher is the it's gonna happen, and ashrei, and it's okay, and we're also proud of you. It's also great. Okay, take a look at the following idea. Tana Rabbanan, Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Arba Mesu Beituyo Shal Nachash. There are four people who only died because of the Nachash. Even because of the Nachash, what did the Nachash cause? If it wasn't for the Nachash who basically caused Chava to sin, people would have lived forever. Right? The Nachash. Right, incites her to eat from the Eis Hadas, which causes humanity from now on to have death.
He was supposed to do that.
Okay, fine. But the bottom line is, if it wasn't for the Nachash, there would not be death in the world. There are four people in the world who ever lived who died only because human beings have to die, meaning they did no Averos in their whole life. Mm-hmm. Who are those four people? Let's see. All right, who do you expect to see on the list?
Yeah, who wasn't?
Here we go. Binyamin ben Yaakov. Binyamin, the son of Yaakov. Amram, Avi Moshe. Amram, Moshe's father.
I thought we
said Amram sins because he's separated.
Okay, fine. What is it? It was a sin. He did. Yishai Avi David.
That was also sort of a
Yishai David's father. Huh? Hold on. Yishai, yeah, don't worry. Here we go. Yishai, the father of David, the Kilav ben David, and Kilav, the son of David. Okay, ready?
Yishai was such a horrible father.
Wasn't a horrible father? Because he put David in the back? Then David,
the way he treated his son.
But yeah. David was, whatever. I can't answer the question. That's not, but ready? I don't want to debate with you why these people, maybe they did do Averis. I want to discuss with you what the Gemara says. Okay? So Rabbi Zvulun Chalap said a beautiful word about this Gemara. Okay? He says, wait a second. Do you know something interesting with the way these people are listed? They're all listed with what?
Their father.
Their father or their son.
Right.
Right? In all four cases, who is their father or son?
A leader.
Someone very famous. A leader. Someone very famous.
Right.
And all of these people are,
not
who's that?
Right.
I heard of them, but I never knew anything about them. Right? What's the pshat? And all, by the way, and all of the relatives who are famous all have famous averos.
Notorious.
Notorious. Thank you. Notorious. Yaakov Avinu. He left his parents for 22 years. He favored a son over the other. Yaakov made mistakes, right? Moshe Rabbeinu. Hit the rock. David HaMelech. Where do we start? No, I'm kidding. Batsheva, right? But since Batsheva, he spent his whole life doing tshuva, right? Right? Every one of them did something really bad, right? And it was their counterpart who did not do any averos, right? Is related to them. And what? At the end of the day, who are our people that we look up to?
The sinners.
The sinners. The people who did nothing. The people who sat in the corner, afraid to make a mistake, are not remembered. It is the people who stepped forward to try and did some wonderful things and also messed up that we look to. It's a beautiful idea that in the introduction to the Chuvas Chasam Sofer, and Yoredeya, his son, the Ksav Sofer, asked the question, why is Avraham Avinu so special? He says, I don't understand. He says, Chanoch, vayisaleh Chanoch es Elokim, veinenu kalakachos Elokim. Chanoch, who's Chanoch? Chanoch is that guy. He's mentioned like in Parshas Bereishis, I think, right? And maybe Noach, I think Bereishis, right? Chanoch was this big tzaddik. Right? There should be a song. Chanoch was a big tzaddik, right? But they don't sing that song. But Chanoch was a big tzaddik. He was connected to Hashem. Hashem took him from the world. So why is Avraham Avinu so famous? And Chanoch is a nobody, because Chanoch was very righteous person by himself. Right? Avraham Avinu literally gave up his righteousness in many ways to go find other people and help them come close to Hashem. He went and spent his life being involved in the world. He fights wars, he goes to Mitzrayim, he goes all over, right? He gets involved in Sodom, he gets involved in all kind of like icky stuff a little bit also, right? To do what? To spread the name of Hashem in the world. And in fact, the Chasam Sofer writes that actually Avram probably was on a lower level spiritually than Chanoch was. If you're just measuring spiritual connection to Hashem to a certain extent, yeah, Chanoch sat in a room and he meditated. So his actual spiritual connection maybe was like higher, doesn't make him a better person, right? Higher than Avram. But Avram decided to go out into the world and to help and to lead and to do.
And they're the introverts.
Exactly. So Asher Nasi Echata, I love this idea from Rav Sirotzkin. You should know, I didn't see it from Rav Sirotzkin until last night when I was preparing this year. I said it as an extension of this forum always. I always heard it that way. But Rav Sirotzkin says it even more explicitly, right? Like, you can sit in the silence and do nothing, or you can try. And if you try, what's going to happen? You'll probably make mistakes. But if we sit around and we do, Asher Nasi Echata is not a castigation necessarily of leadership. Right, it can also be a praise. It could be ashrei, asher nasi yechata, and ashrei at the same time, because both of them are true. Right, if we're willing sometimes to help somebody out, we're willing to kind of reach out to somebody, we're willing to be, you know, by definition, sometimes we don't want to reach out to people. Why? Because it's like they're not just like me, and their observance is different, and they have to be like involved in some things that I'm not as comfortable with. And you know, like we can retreat to our corners because we just want to be like with people just like us, and just like, you know, or we stand up and say, you know what, actually, I'm gonna do something that's a little out of my comfort zone, help somebody else. Maybe it changed me, puts me in a little bit different experience, right? But there's a value there. And you say, what if I do that? What might happen to me? And the answer might be, I don't know, you might be influenced a little. Again, we have to be careful, don't get me wrong. To be like, and spend our whole life just like throwing our life away for other people, right? But a little bit, Moshe Feinstein talks about that there's miser for money and there's miser of time. Right? Someone can give miser of your money, but also a person should give miser of their time. A person should find ways, right, to reach out to other people, to help other people, etc., in a way that has value, even if sometimes it's like not super comfortable. When we do that, yeah, it might lead me to like a little bit of an icky place sometimes, a little bit. But the value of reaching out, the value of being willing to stand up and to lead has a lot of value. So that's the sacrifice. I got it right. The sacrifice of leadership. There's leadership, right? There's a way to do it wrong, don't get me wrong. But there's also ways to do it right. And even the doing it right might lead us sometimes to mistakes. If we're willing to own up in those mistakes and be careful about it, in the end of the day, certainly a lot of value there.